Thank you and good morning. The Shasta County Sheriff's Office has confirmed that the human remains found on a river bar in the Mattole River near Petrolia late Friday night are those of wanted murderer Shane Miller. Miller was wanted for the shooting deaths of his wife and two daughters at the Shasta County residence in May of 2013. Miller was last seen near the area where the remains were found, and his pickup truck was recovered in the same area as well. Law enforcement conducted a massive search for Miller in the days following the murders. He was accused of killing his wife, Sandy Miller, and his daughters, Shelby, age 8, and Shasta, age 4, in Shingletown in Shasta County. The remains were picked up by the Humboldt County Coroner's Office, and on Sunday, dental records confirmed they were of Miller, who was recently featured in a news program about the manhunt mounted to find him. The Shasta County Sheriff's Office is expected to hold a press conference regarding the investigation. It was a busy Saturday night for the Humboldt Bay Fire Department as two fire incidents stretched resources. Firefighters were called to a residence in the 100 block of West Clark Street just after 6 o'clock, a two-story wood-framed multifamily structure. Bystanders reported they had accounted for all residents except two who lived in the apartment where a mattress fire was located. Firefighters forced entry and extinguished the fire in one of the rooms in the apartment. There was damage from the heat and smoke, but no injuries. The resident's cat was rescued and returned to his owners, who arrived shortly after the fire was extinguished. The second fire involved a residence in the 2200 block of Sunny Avenue, and when first responders reached the scene, they found a fiberglass boat and a small car heavily involved with fire and threatening to extend to the neighboring residence. Fire crews quickly knocked the fire down and prevented its spread, but the car and the boat were considered total losses. There were no injuries reported at either fire incident, and the causes of both fires are under investigation. The Lodge Fire burning near Laytonville has grown to more than 2,700 acres and is considered 10% contained by CAL FIRE. The fire began on July 30th and is burning in heavy timber in steep, rugged terrain in the remote Elkhorn Ridge and Eel River Canyon areas. The fire was caused by lightning, and fire crews are removing dry debris and vegetation around residences in the Horseshoe Bend area. More than 900 personnel, air assets, and heavy equipment are on scene. Containment of the fire is difficult because of the nature of the heavy fuel load and the difficulty of accessing the area. 17 structures are threatened. An investigation into suspected stolen water in Redway led to the arrest of four people for marijuana cultivation and possession, as well as outstanding warrants. Sheriff's deputies responded to the residence on Parr Avenue after the water district reported that water was being illegally diverted from the main water line of a neighboring residence. Deputies served search warrants on Friday and arrested four people: Alex Hydrios, Suzanne Krellen, Lisa Lee, and Katrina Gimlin. Deputies found evidence of a suspected hash lab, 1,200 marijuana plants, $5,000 in cash, a rifle, and methamphetamine. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In early July, State Water Resources Control Board Chair Felicia Marcus went on the record to state that California is in the midst of drought of historic proportions. As of today, the U.S. Drought Monitor report has listed more than 58% of the state as under exceptional drought conditions, the most severe Category 4 drought. The effects are being felt across the state regardless of region. Rio Dell, as a junior water rights holder, was left in a tough spot, as Barbara Heckathorn of the Water District explains.
And with Rio Dell, the water board asked for reductions on entities that are taking, that have junior water rights. Scotia has a senior water right. Anything before 1914 is a senior water right. Understand that Scotia is also cutting back. The dictate from the water board was for all of California. Everybody needs to cut back. And I think the general thought is not to waste water.
Executive Director Carol Reisch expanded on how water rights work in the state.
The way water rights work, it's first in line, first in time. This is, I think, one of the first times the state board has fully curtailed certain water right holders on certain river systems where they deemed there wasn't enough flow. So Rio Dell's, just like Barbara said, their water right got curtailed, and that's a little bit different than these regs that were passed.
The call for water conservation has been heard across California, but it remains unclear how much an impact those efforts will have while the state endures drought conditions. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.